Welcome back to the Rugby Rundown. Another episode. Alex Cumbersera joined by Will Hooley. Will, fresh off another weekend of broadcasting and MLR access this week. You're a busy boy, mate. Just getting in time for this week's show.
Getting some air miles in, man. But I'm ready. I'm here. I'm back with the Rugby Rundown. The great show that we're doing, mate, on the Rugby Network. And we've got a great busy one today. MLR action, obviously, the review, preview coming up. We've got Premiership Rugby's back, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we've got two very special guests in Jake Turnbull and Benny Bonasso. But talk about air miles, buddy. You've also been travelling a lot. It was great to see Corbs on NBC finishing off an incredible Super Saturday of Six Nations. And a quick comment on Ireland. They did the job in the end, but my word, was it not so straightforward?
Yeah, I thought fair play. Well, first of all, great to be in studio in Connecticut. Absolutely loved it. Peacock, NBC, CNBC across loads of platforms kept us really busy. And yeah, lots of air miles. But yeah, Ireland were absolutely, you know, I think their consistency through the tournament shows. They were the best team. But England pushed them the last week and then Scotland frustrated them again. And I thought they did enough to win, but, you know, made it a little bit nervous. I was kind of hoping it would go down to the last game at England and France. And what a game that was. That was just a shootout of a game. And I think from an England point of view, fantastic to see two very positive attacking performances in a row. And I think you could see the fans and the crowd really behind the team again, which is
finally,
which is nice to see because we've been waiting for performances like that. And it was incredible to see. And then lastly, shout out Italy. No wooden spoon.
I'm glad you said that.
First time no wooden spoon since 2015. And Wales's first wooden spoon, I think since 2003. Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, so Warren Gatland offered up his resignation. They said, no, we want Gats. And, you know, they're in a rebuilding phase, but really the rise of Italy in a short period of time, two wins, one draw that could have been another win in France. Yep. Really very impressive for, you know, the new coach, new team, probably features bright for Italian rugby. Their 20s are going pretty strong as well. All right, that's it on Six Nations.
We've got so much to get through, even though that was great to watch. And well done, buddy, for NBC. So without further ado, straight into week three rundown review of all that MLR action. Right, to begin with, we obviously go through those stupid predictions that we get a lot of stick for from certain people or certain organisations. No, we love it, really. And Corbs, I beat you this time. 5-6, five wins.
Did you beat me with my bonus point? Did you? We're even on points.
Hold on. Let's just
beat
make this
me
clear.
Is a big statement.
San Diego by one.
And how did they win?
By one.
God, that is tough to watch, but yeah.
We'll come on to that in a minute. But yeah, I claim it this way. Well, actually, no. Technically, it's a draw because you got the bonus. Oh, my word. You actually got that bonus point. That frustrates me because I honestly thought
I was just trying to claim a dub. And I'm like, no chance, bro. No chance.
Anyway, so we'll move forward from those predictions as we look to the games that just happened across MLR. There's some brilliant action. As always, this season is really competitive. And it started in New England. I was going to say New Orleans. No, it was New England against New Orleans. And mate, this one was interesting because Nola made such a good start. That Filamoni plucked from the air, such a good try. They went 14-0 ahead, but the Free Jacks did come back. The Vanderbank try just before halftime, and then into the second half, they sort of picked things up. Jason Potros was really crucial for them at fly half. Reese McDonald getting a try from a bounce, which was, I mean, I felt for Dougie Fife there. That's a horrible bounce, but good capitalising play from Reese McDonald. Nola did manage to get a bonus point. And actually, they got the bonus point and denied New England a bonus point, which might be critical come the end of the season in the East. Corbs, you saw a little bit of the Utah versus Seattle game. We'll come to that with you. Seattle going well, man. 3-0.
Statement victory from Seattle. I was very curious. Obviously, I picked Utah just in that game, but I thought it would be a toss-up with the travel. Yeah. And I was curious to see how Seattle would play, and I thought they handled it really well. Like, I think, you know, Utah had some shots early, but I think Seattle flexed in the forwards.
Joe
Taupatae is just a game-changer in that pack up front because Utah are mean up front, yeah, and yeah. the ability to roll them off their own ball early, I think, was a massive sort of momentum shift there for me. Then Pulu got the try, and I just think Utah missed a few opportunities, and Seattle just kept chipping away with their opportunities, built a lead, and then, you know, Taufatehe getting the next try, and then Stigling as well with the try at the end. I thought... you know, Utah came back eventually, but I thought Seattle just showed that control, that dominance, and just turned it up a gear with their attack as well, we like to see. But with Mac Mason at 10 and a strong forward pack, and they've got weapons on, in the back line, like that's a tough team to take on, and they march on still undefeated as well.
Two tough teams came up against each other in DC. And first of all, DC, that new venue is stunning, that Maryland Soccerplex, that grass, great to see grass fields, of course.
Apparently, it's really nice grass as well. From the Chicago people I spoke to, they said it was beautiful grass.
It looked the part, but what a tight game. What a start from DC. It was Martin Vaca. This little shift they did from a tap penalty, you could say nothing happened, but in the end, Martin Vaca got over. So something, a bit of a deceptive play.
Yeah, I love that, the way that they moved to the left. And so you're immediately looking at the pod and what's going to come.
Something
and...
so simple, but so effective.
Yeah, I liked it.
So DC, Axel Muller as well, the winger. He had a great game. Yeah. Great to see him making his MLR debut. Chicago stayed within it. And in fact, they scored in the 53rd minute, I believe, with the big Zuzu, the Zavani, the Georgian international prop. And then there was no more points. 22 all, it finished. The first draw we've had this season. And maybe a kind of good result for DC, maybe a good result for Chicago. We'll talk a little bit about that, maybe more in the how they're doing in the preview.
Wasn't good for our predictions, though.
It wasn't good for our predictions at all. You really messed us up there. Corbs, San Diego versus RFC LA. That California derby came back. And before you get into it, I'm not going to lie, it wasn't the easiest game to watch.
It was you try watching it in New York on your laptop, on speakerphone with the coaches, trying to keep your composure with the amount of penalties and turnovers and stuff. And, you know, first of all, full credit LA. To be a year one team, they're a hell of an outfit.
Yeah, they
got so many good players. Their pack played really well against us. You know, they got Razzle in attack. I thought they defended us very well as well, which really, I think their tackling, I think the way they tackled and slowed us down, absolutely fair play. I think from a San Diego point of view, just way too ill-disciplined again on the wrong side of the ref hurt us. And then turnovers and just not being, you know, respectful of the ball meant that it was a neck and neck game. And we were kind of lucky to have closed it up to a close game at halftime. And then I do think we took the game a bit more by the scruff of the neck, sort of established some dominance, chipped away on the scoreboard.
Yeah, McClutchy's boot was good.
Yeah, and I think that sort of got us enough breathing room. And I was thinking, all right, well, at least we've rescued a win. But then 80-minute team in LA, that, you know...
came back with that try. James Stokes.
Yeah, I was going to say, James Stokes with that try near the end, you know, and it was a nervous couple minutes to finish the game, and they got a bonus point, which they thoroughly deserved. And I think we get a bit of a wake-up call before two more road trips to try and really sort of tighten up some of those areas so we're able to get the results that we want more convincingly.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that.
Worked for my prediction, though, but that was about it.
Yeah, the 1 point. Well done, if you also predicted that too. And then we've got two other fixtures that we need to gloss over relatively quickly, because we've got two guests who are very much part of them. It's Houston, Miami, and then Anthem, Dallas. Houston getting a 30 points and 19 victory over Miami. Houston, usually very good up front, they struggled in this one, but I want to just focus on the positive of Houston. They go 3-0, buddy. Like, they're a good team this year.
Another undefeated team and a strong performance from them on a whole, but I think credit Miami. Miami took Houston on in a lot of their strengths, you know, in the forwards up front. You're used to seeing Houston roll teams and the scrum. Miami were putting them under pressure. I felt like they defended and tackled well and didn't let them get overwhelmed by that physicality of Houston. And then I just think errors and penalties, so many knock-ons, and it made it quite a stop-start game, which allowed Miami to stay in it. And then I think Houston just had more depth, more firepower at the end of the game as some of the changes came in. They just stomped their authority. You know, the scoreline probably flatters it based on how close it was, But I think as well, sign of a good team to finish strong there and get the win.
Yeah, a bonus point win as well, yeah, which would be crucial. Quick mention to Dallas, 68-28 against Anthem. I'm really impressed by them. Their back line looks like firing. Martin Elias was quality at number 10, the Argentine. He got man of the match, rightfully so, for a try as well. Vogan Isaacs, the 15, also beautiful try off set piece that they did from that line-out move. But we're going to hear more about those teams, both Anthem and also Miami, because it comes perfectly into when we introduce now our two guests, because we are also got a Clash of the Week coming up on the Rugby Network as part of association with us, the Rugby Rundown, which is Miami versus Dallas. They have a chance to make a first win this season, a first franchise history win. So Corbs and I sat down with Benny Bonasso from Miami and Jake Turnbull of Anthem RC. Right then, Benny Bonasso, Jake Turnbull, welcome to the show, boys. Great to have you with us. Now, I thought you had played for USA Eagles together, but then Benny said no because he was injured in the time that, Jake, you played. So my first question was going to be, Jake, do you know any Spanish? And has Benny been able to teach you some Spanish? Well, the first question stands, Jake. Do you know any Spanish going into this weekend?
No, I don't. Fortunately, I only got to meet Benny in Dallas for a promo shoot, but top lad. But no, hopefully we get to tour together at the end of the year if we're both selected. We'd love to learn some Spanish then.
Benny, in terms of for you, man, you've obviously seen Jake, played against Jake. Shame that you haven't played with him though yet.
No, mate. So he can teach me maybe English. That would be good. I met Jake and on Dallas with the photo shoot, and we have a good chat. And we play in the scrimmage in the preseason. So getting along together.
You might need some Spanish, Jake, to pick up some of the calls and stuff going on this weekend. And also, Miami is basically. Is almost Spanish speaking. Is living there. Is pretty much South Spanish. Is numero uno. Yeah.
Oh, we played him in the preseason, and I don't have a stupid clue what was going on. They're all in Spanish, and yeah, actually not a bad shout. I might actually try and do some quick courses this week.
Let's get back to rugby because you're both here in two new franchises to Major League Rugby. Obviously, Miami Sharks for you, Benny, and Jake Anthem RC. I'll start with you, Betty. Like, just in terms of Miami and it being brand new, I'm sure there's been challenges. Obviously, no wins yet for either of you guys. But Ben, like, Benny, how hard has it been to begin this season with a new team?
It's really tough to start a franchise. Owners, new coaches, new players. Half of the team didn't play the league. So it's really tough. In 5 weeks, we got a team together. We play our first game and we're getting along together, putting all the focus on us. And it's been great. Here in Miami, the facilities are good. The place where we live is good. So yeah, it's a challenge, but we're enjoying it.
And for you, JT?
No, it's been quite tough, obviously. I think the Anthem was announced 4 or 5 weeks before preseason had started. So getting a squad together, you know, it's quite tough. So credit to everyone that pulled it together. Our biggest hurdle was visas. We didn't have a head coach until the last week of preseason going into the Miami game. And we still actually haven't got all our players now. So we had training 15 on our starting 15 versus 8 reserves. And sometimes we had coaches jump in. Like we had our manager jump in for a couple of sessions. He's not the most athletically gifted bloke, but... You know, he was out there having a crack. Yeah. So, no, it's been good. It's been a really fun challenge, but it's been our biggest hurdle today.
And Jake, just talk us through some of, obviously, the motivations. You're probably the highest profile Eagle coming into Anthem. Obviously, exciting new sort of chapter in USA Rugby, partnership with MLR. What was behind you wanting to make the move and be there? You really are the poster boy of the team, and it's a credit to see you over there.
Yeah, no, thank you. I don't really want to be the poster boy. I think you've got some really good talent out there. David Stills as well is an unreal athlete.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing him out there. It's a really important kind of project and passionate project for myself. I love USA Rugby. It means a lot to me. You know, it's given me a chance to kind of travel the world, meet amazing people and overall be a better person. You know, if it wasn't for that, I'd probably be working some dead-end job that I wasn't really passionate about, probably not achieving much in life. And USA Rugby has given me all this, and I'm so appreciative. So to be at the forefront of this project is awesome. So I'm loving it.
And for you, Benny, obviously coming out of New York, we know about that situation with the withdrawal of New York, I should say. But now you're in this Florida, Miami, very South American. You've obviously got huge connections with Argentina yourself, but also a proud USA Eagle. You know, how great is it for you to be playing for the Miami Sharks?
For me, it's great. I feel like in home. You know, the culture is quite similar. I share a lot of mate with the guys, with the South American guys. So that's amazing. My partner is here with me, so it's more like a project for both of us. So that's, for me, is the best part of this. Enjoying again the rugby, and yeah, really happy to be part of this team.
Obviously, I think probably to both of you, but before we get into the review of last week, for me, Benny, I feel like Miami have been very competitive for a brand new side in the league, and had a tough sort of opening run of schedule. How much confidence can you take for that for the sort of long-term future of the team?
Yeah, I think it's quite hard, no? Losing the three games we played, almost there. And then when you make the review, you know, you play that game again and you can beat them. So we take good things about that. You know, for every loss, you get a good thing to grow and keep learning. But again, it's a new team. It's not an excuse, but it's a new team. We're getting along together, and yeah, we need a win, and we're going for it.
Now let's come to you, Jake. Let's swap it around a little bit. Obviously, you're going to be the away side this weekend, but obviously being at home against Dallas on Sunday, I was commentating on that game. I just felt for you guys like there were moments in the match, particularly in the second half. Obviously, great try from yourself, I should say, first half. But in the second half, you have those spikes, and then it goes a bit one way or the other for Anthem. There's obviously a lot of learning for this young group, which you're obviously leading. How would you reflect on that game against Dallas? Because I thought the scoreline probably flattered the end result in the end.
Yeah, it did. I think, like you're right, mate, we're just so up and down at the moment. And that's probably largely due to a lack of experience. I think the average age of our squad is 22, right? So when you're in those tough moments and you make a mistake, we struggle with kind of just flushing that mistake and moving on to our next job. We seem to kind of go in our heads and then from there we make another mistake. So we're just doubling down on our mistakes and it's just killing us. So from there, we've just got to get more experience. And overall, it starts from a Monday of nailing our clarity, and with a young side coming from college rugby to now MLR, where you know your whole lifestyle changes from how you prepare, and I think it's a bit of a culture shock for a lot of the guys, and that's showing. And like you said, like that first 20 minutes of the second half, we played some great footy, right? But yeah, throughout the past three games, first 20 minutes has just been awful for us, and it's from there, how do we fix that? How do we fix our mindset? Is it an energy thing? You know, we're probably lacking our Nate Osberger, our kind of spiritual leader. Me, I'm not.
Yeah.
It can't be forced, right? You can't be going over the top because it's not going to be genuine. So we need to find that kind of Nate Osberger. He's really going to be that positive energy in the warm-ups. And once we get that, have a few tweaks, you know, we can show, we've shown what we can do, and it's now just being consistent over 80 minutes and not just a roller coaster.
And Benny, when we look at the game last week against Houston, you know, I'm sure you guys would have looked on the tape and thought what could have been in a different game, because I thought it was very impressive away from home against, you know, a top team in Houston. You guys had them under pressure in a lot of moments. I thought you were getting the better of the forwards exchanges at times as well. And maybe some of your own errors is probably what eventually cost you that, but wasn't far away against, you know, a team that most people wouldn't have backed you guys to have a chance against.
Yeah, it was really tough because we almost get them. We were 20-19. And then again, the game, we have like 17 turnovers and lots of penalties, and it's really hard to play with that. So we know that we can do better. But it's kind of frustrating when you're almost there and you don't do it. And so, yeah, it was a good fight against Houston. They're quite physical. And I think we show our character and and we're going to grab that and take it to the next match, you know?
Talking about that next match, guys, it's against each other. Literally, enemies come this weekend as Miami take on Anthem, and the potential for one of you, unless we get a draw, which we did get for DC versus Chicago, it could be a first franchise win for either Miami or Anthem. Jake, from your side of things, I know we've talked about before, the results are not necessarily what Anthem are focusing on. That's not what the project is about, particularly this season. It's about that improvement. Are you looking at this game, though, you know, two teams, both you and Miami haven't won yet, where actually you could try and get a result, or you literally know it's about those building blocks, as you've mentioned, for this young side?
No, like every game you go into, you have to have a belief that you're going to win it. But for us right now, we're our own worst enemy. And in my opinion, like Dallas is quite similar to... Miami is quite similar to Dallas, so we know what we're kind of in for. And it's falling back. As you can see, we're not doing our jobs. And we've got to sort that out. So, of course, we're going to have the belief but that we are going to win it. However, in saying that, there's still so many things that we need to work on for our own end. And that starts with a set piece, scrum, line out, and molding.
And Benny, as you boys look to come back home, obviously that first win potentially in sight, you know, how much of a big carrot is that for you and the players to get that monkey off your back and you know, get that first W in the column for the franchise, but also for the team, the morale, and the squad as well?
Yeah, we're really excited. After two road trips, we're really happy to be at home again with our fans and our people. And we were looking forward to this game. We really start today building it up and starting the review against Houston and already putting some new things against Anthem. We know we're going to play... you have to expect the unexpected. They love quick taps, cross kick. So you have to be ready. And you never know in this league. Every team can beat everyone. So we're really happy. And we're going to put the focus on us again, as I always say, and keep growing every weekend.
Love it, boys. Love it. Well, look, from us, very much good luck to you both. A short travel from Charlotte to Miami, so hopefully not too much travel going on. So, yeah, boys, all the very best. It is the clash of the week for the Rugby Rundown and for the Rugby Network as Miami take on Anthem for that first franchise win. But Benny and Jake, appreciate you coming on, boys. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, mate.
You've been listening to a shortened version of the Rugby Rundown. Make sure you go to the Rugby Network to watch the full version of the Rugby Rundown. That's the full episode 16, where Corbs and I talk about all that prediction and preview for week 4 MLR action coming up. So make sure to watch exclusively the full episode. Go to the Rugby Network to watch the Rugby Rundown.